multidimensional personality.
From amongst the titles of Ala Hazrat itself, he was a mujaddid. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated that inna Allah ta'ala yib'athu lihadihi al-umma ala ra'si kulli mi'ati sanatin man yujaddidu laha dinaha. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to this ummah after every 100 years somebody who shall revive the religion. Ala Hazrat rahimallahu ta'ala, he has many titles, Ala Hazrat itself being one of them. Imam of the Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He is a mujaddid, yes, a reviver of the traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is a protector of the faith, and from amongst all of these things, he is also a great muhaddith. There was a scholar by the name of Hazrat Shaykh Wasi' Surti rahimahullah ta'ala, who is a great muhaddith. A muhaddith is a person who relates a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would give dars, he would teach the ahadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahih Bukhari, the most authentic book of hadith sharif, he taught for 40 years. 40 years, my dear viewers. And he had memorized the entire Sahih Bukhari. Allahu Akbar. Such an individual, this great Shaykh, this great Muhaddith, had also given Ala Hazrat a title. What was this? This was in relation to Hadith Sharif. Amirul Mu'mineen fil Ahadith. He was the meaning, and what is the Amirul Mu'mineen? That person who possesses the most knowledge and precedence over others in this particular field of Hadith Sharif. Subhanallah, Ala Hazrat. And this is why we call him Ala Hazrat, Subhanallah. This individual was a mujaddid, he was a faqih, he was a scholar of many sciences, and from amongst those, he was also a muhaddith and Amir al-Mu'mineen fil Ahadith. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.